Thank you, Mr. President. The alarming pattern of deterioration of women's and girls' rights continues across Afghanistan, with escalating restrictions being put into place to curtail their rights, including to education, work, freedom of movement, and health. The reversals in their rights have been rapid and show how fragile gains in gender equality are in our world. Dear Excellencies, UN Women meets with Afghan women on a daily basis, and the message we hear from them is very clear. The international community must mobilize and act collectively. Our unwavering commitment to women's and girls' rights must be demonstrated by, sorry, I continue. By an unwavering commitment, through meaningful engagement and concrete action on the ground, it is crucial to listen and hear to diverse Afghan women and girls as they help us unlock complex political realities and opportunities for change. As part of our effort to respond to the urgent needs of women in Afghanistan, UN Women has launched an innovative funding mechanism to reach women-led grassroots organizations across the countries. These efforts, although vital, are unfortunately not enough. The international community is needed to engage hard-won progress on the rights of women and girls in Afghanistan so that it's not lost. We are ready to work with member states to support these crucial efforts at securing the return to the full spectrum of women's and girls' rights. I thank you.